joining us on the line is Malana Ashraf Tokrat. Malana, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Jazakumullah khairan for joining us on the book review program this morning. The book that we are looking at, Malana, Injunctions Pertaining to the Traveler by Malana Mufti Inam Haq Qasmi and translated, edited by Mufti Afzal Hussein Ilyas. Now, Malana, no one can really avoid traveling, so this book on the laws and injunctions of traveling is relevant.
Yes, no, very true, Malana. You know, I think that you would agree that in these times, whether we like it or not, I mean, some of us don't travel as well as others, but we have to travel. Travel is something almost inevitable. At some time or the other, one will have to make a journey, even if it's just the farthest journey to the Hajj. We had at our recent Ijtima that you so kindly hosted in Indonesia, buses and buses of people who had made a journey, a safar, from distant places. People had come by car, people had come by bus. Like this, we travel for various reasons. We travel for pleasure, we travel for work. Many times people have to travel beyond the borders of their own country just for purposes of work. It's a reality for many people to make a safar journey in a single day just to get to their place of employment or to their business premise. So I think the travel is very much part of our lives today. All levels of society, all types of people for various reasons undertake travel. And it is important, therefore, that we realize the relevance of a book such as this, like you say, because firstly, there are laws that govern all of the Sharia and every aspect of our lives, and travel is no different. There are laws that abound regarding travel and safar, and the author has here tried to put them into one place. Now, this is not the first attempt, Maulana. Throughout Islamic scholarship, many authors have put pen to paper and devoted special books and special works just on this topic of travel. There's a long list I have here, but I don't want to bore the listeners with this long list of Arabic names and Urdu names of authors who from the classical times have devoted themselves to this topic of travel and injunctions regarding travel, and also general advices, general observations regarding travel, Maulana.
And Maulana, in this book, what is the author's approach to the subject?
So, if one looks at the contents, and after considering everything that the author has written and examining the contents page very carefully, one can divide perhaps what he has presented to us into a few categories. The first is that what he has is a number of general remarks regarding travel, the nature of travel, and general remarks concerning traveling, etc. Then there are certain considerations regarding traveling. For example, he has a section regarding the types of journeys that one undertakes. And here he divides them into hijrah, migrating from a place of bid'ah, migrating from a place where haram is predominant, migrating from a place to avoid physical injury, migrating from a place because of poor health, migrating for the safety of one's wealth, and then other reasons that necessitate travel, such as for dini ta'aleem, for lessons, for hajj, for jihad, for earning a living, for trade, to acquire the knowledge of deen, to travel to a place because of its sanctified nature. The nature of the place itself draws one there. Traveling to safeguard the borders of the Islamic State, the Ribat, and then traveling to meet family and friends. So he has these types of considerations when one is traveling. And this is not only present in these articles and these sections of the book, but in other parts of the book as well. You know, general comments regarding, for example, the types of travel that have been identified by scholars in their classical books, referring to the Arabic names for these types of travels, etc. Then what he has is a detailed laws regarding the travel, and this makes up the major part of this book. In other words, detailed laws regarding Safar in all its dimensions. And one is actually surprised with the type of aspects that are covered here, but we'll talk about that later. And then he has what one can term advisors regarding traveling, you know, general advisors about traveling, advising people before you arrive at a destination, for example, how one should prepare oneself for a journey, and other similar types of advisors and good practice regarding journey generally. But there's also a section that one can call and classify as the sunnah, and these are detailed here, but there's also what one can classify as adab, or good etiquette, and these are also given sufficient attention in a book such as this, Molana.
And Molana, how detailed is this book when it comes to the injunctions pertaining to the traveler?
Well, this is perhaps the most remarkable part of this book, is that, you know, the book is extremely detailed. There are all over 400 masail that are covered in this book, you know, and all these masail are referenced to the fatawa books of Shami, Ahsanul Fatawa, Bahrul Ra'iq, Hidayah, etc. These are Kifayatul Mufti. These are the main sources. And the author very carefully has compiled as many and tried to be as comprehensive as he can regarding this topic. So he tries to cover all possibilities. He's detailed, he tries to cover all possibilities. And in doing so, he has really stretched his imagination, and also he has applied himself very carefully to what could be a situation that a traveler finds themselves in. So he tries to be as comprehensive as possible. I think that the type of masail that are covered in the books of fatawa really would have assisted him, because, you know, they are practical, they cover the day-to-day type of scenarios that people will face, and they would have assisted him. But there's certainly an element of you know, his own creativity in trying to cover as many of the bases as possible. And one sees this, you know, in the type of headings and the type of subheadings that really cover these more than 400 masail that are present in this book. At some point, you know, he takes on a type of a order that is similar to the type of order that one would expect in the books of fiqh. So there is masail regarding Safar that are linked to Salah, for example, and then they follow with masail of Safar leading to that are linked to Sawm and the fasting, and then masail of Safar that are linked to the Hajj. So in that sense, there's some sort of order as far as the book is concerned, and that gives the book some structure at some point. And then the other is also, there's a type of an inherent structure within it that one has to that one can follow the way in which the masail have been gathered and put together, you know, starting from the very general, moving towards the masail that are the background masail, for example, on Safar, what constitutes a Safar, what constitutes a distance that will be regarded as Safar. And some of the masail are dealt with in a very, very straightforward way, and are very clear to understand. Some of these we know. Molana, you would agree with me that some of the masail regarding what constitutes safar when one is a muqeem or one is a musafir. This can at some point get a bit tricky. But the author has used simple language to make sometimes difficult masail very, very plain. He has also remained, I think, you know, for the most part, and very very carefully remained within the opinion of the majority of scholars regarding some of the masail. The other thing that is admirable is the fact that he draws our attention to some problems that have occurred recently with some of the masail regarding, for example, women traveling on planes, etc., you know, and what constitutes a shari safar, and how the laws of the mahram need to be observed, even, for example, if the flight is very short but really covers that safar distance. So he's very clear about it. He remains faithful to the most important and the overwhelming majority of the ulama and their opinion regarding it. And one is really impressed by the breadth and the scope of what he covers. For example, you know, masail regarding the shaheed and safar. All of these type of masail that one wouldn't think of even when dealing with a book regarding safar and journey, the author has tried to cover and does so very, very well, Mulana.
And Mulana, are the masail that are discussed in the book relevant?
Well, that's a difficult question, Mulana, because, you know, one can neither answer yes or no, because it would depend on the setting. And the author appeals to a range of settings. So, for example, there is the whole thing about being on safar and then having to make ghusl at a train station. Now that is something completely, you know, unheard of. It's not something that we would be able to relate to. There is the question about a musafir eating and sleeping in the masjid, that may be more closer to home for us, using the equipment and the facilities at the masjid, and to which extent can you use that? The question of staying at the masjid, for example. It's really because he's covering such a vast range of settings. I think that all in all, the masail are definitely relevant, and it is quite remarkable to see how he makes the links between the situation that people are faced with and the masail, because in each situation he tries to cover as many of the laws that are relevant and that are important. So, you know, I think yes and no, but at least the masail are there. And they make for anything, they make for interesting reading, and it makes us appreciate, I think, for one, how people can find themselves in different settings, in different places, and have to really find a solution to their particular situation and the masail and the law, the Islamic law that is relevant to them.
Amar, could you tell us more about the author, Mawlana Mufti Inam al-Haq Qasmi?
Yes, Mufti Inam al-Haq Qasmi is a well-known author. Many of his books go with the title encyclopedia. So he's got encyclopedias, and these are in Urdu, encyclopedias of the laws of itikaf, aqiqah, ghusl, umrah, hajj, and umrah, the mayyit. Encyclopedias regarding Qurbani, and these are extensive works, encyclopedia on Tijara. This work seems to be the two-volume work, Safar ka Masail ka Encyclopedia. So this is the encyclopedia on two volumes, and it's been translated here for us in this way. Mufti Inam al-Haq Qasmi is a well-known Mufti in India. He is from a Darul Uloom called Darul Uloom Aziziya in Bombay. And I think the choice to translate this book is certainly a good one. One would hope that people take up the translation of his other works that can be equally beneficial for us. I think there's the book on, for example, the entire book on Itikaf that I think people will really appreciate, because there are a number of masail there that affect people on a daily, on a yearly basis. There's the thing about aqiqah, ghusl, all of these, and it's good to have as many masail at one place, Malana.
Amma, who should read this book? Is it only for a traveler?
No, I don't think so. I think that there's definitely the person who wants to improve his knowledge regarding masail. There's the alim who wants to revise and maybe identify some of the questions that are unique to a particular situation that he may come across. And then there is the person who wants to broaden his scope and develop an appreciation for the wealth and the real treasure that we have in the Islamic ahkam and the Islamic substantive law. I mean, this is the amazing thing about our Sharia, that, you know, the fuqaha, the faqih, the jurisconsult has gone into so much depth and tried to cover all the possibilities and provided that for us, you know, in an easy consumable way. This is the real blessing that we have in the Sharia and in those people who have served the Sharia in this remarkable way, Maulana.
Amar, perhaps you could tell us about the book, how many pages it is, where it's available, the price of the book.
Yes, Maulana, the book is in hardcover. It acknowledges the reason for writing the book. The book is in 208 pages. There's a short introduction. I think that is very welcome. The author explains to us that his motivation was that there was a confusion when he was traveling. Somebody, you know, proffered a wrong masala, and he wanted to correct this, and therefore he decided to gather these masail from the books of Arabic jurisprudence and the pious writings of our pious predecessors, the fuqaha, and put them all into one place. You know, he passed this around to other muftis, and the book was acceptable, and therefore he decided to write the book. So this is a book that comes it consists of about 210 pages or so, and it's in hardcover, available from Zamzam Publishers. We know that there are a number of people who stock Zamzam Publishers books in South Africa. The translation is edited by Mufti Afzal Hussain Ilyas, rahimahullah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower his qabr with noor. You know, people continue to benefit from him long after he has passed away. But the book is published by Zamzam, available in South Africa widely, and it is something that we must try to acquire if we so like, Maulana.
Wa jazakumullah khairan for the lovely book review program, and inshallah we'll speak to Maulana next week.
Inshallah, Aziz Maulana.
Jazakumullah khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.